welcome, welcome, welcome. That time with Naomi, amen. It's 10 o'clock, amen. Welcome to New Covenant Worship Center. Listen, I appreciate you all coming out this morning on this beautiful, nice day on today. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that we set aside to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we are grateful, thankful, and we are just so thankful for God's goodness and His grace and mercy toward us. Come on, Big D in the building, amen. We give God the glory and the praise on today. Listen, I don't know about you, but all those of you all who are watching virtually at home, online, I need you guys to share this, like, and comment. I'm excited about this word today, and we're just going to have an awesome time in the presence of the Lord. Amen. I know some people are just getting in. They're coming in the building. So if you can, let's give the Lord a hand praise. Amen. And if you desire, you can stand to your feet as we open in prayer this morning, as we just give God some thanks on today. Amen. For He is worthy. Come on, make some noise once again. Tell Him thank you this morning. Thank you, Jesus, God. Thank you for waking us up this morning, God. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a mind, God, to come into your house on today, Father God. Thank you for giving us strength in our body on today, Father God. And Lord, we just come to praise you on this morning, God. We come to lift you up, Father God. We come with the joy of the Lord in our hearts on today, Father God. That, Lord, your presence, your power, your glory, and your anointing, God, we welcome in this place on this morning, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will fill us on this morning, God. Lord, bring forth your peace on today, Father God. Bring forth your blessings of power on today, Father God. That the power of your anointing will reign, rule, and abide in this place like never before, Father God. Lord, we need your presence this morning, God. We need a touch from you on today, Father God. That you will strengthen, you will heal, you will deliver on today, Father God. As we come in this place on today, God, with great expectation for a mighty move of God, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that your presence is here, God, that your power is reigning in this place on today, God. And Lord, we decree miracles this morning, God. We decree signs and wonders this morning, God. We decree the anointing of your fire, of your Holy Spirit, God, to move in this place on today, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you're delivering on today, God. We thank you, Lord, that you're building up our faith on today, Father God. For those who are weary, God, those who are in a place of distress today, Father God, I pray that you will encourage their hearts on today, God. For those who have a heavy spirit, God, I pray that you allow them to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, God. Lord, I loose life in this place on today, God. I loose the power of your anointing in this place, God. That, Lord, you will begin to strengthen on today, God. You will begin to heal on today, Father God. You will begin to deliver like never before, Father God. For, Lord, we come to exalt you this morning, God. We come to give your name the glory, God. We come to magnify you on today, Father God. For you said that if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw men unto me on today, Father God. And I thank you on today, God. I thank you for your power, God. I thank you that you're drawing men in, God. You're drawing women in, God. You're drawing them into the kingdom on today, Father God. And Lord, we speak salvation, God, to be made manifest in the earth, God. And we ask you to cover our children, God. We ask you to cover our loved ones on today, God. Lord, cover our families on today, Father God. Keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you're going to bring forth salvation to those loved ones, God, who have not accepted you as their personal Lord and Savior, God. Minister to their heart today, Father God. Open up their mouth, God, that they will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord on today, God. Open their heart that they will receive you on today, Father God. And we release that power, God, throughout this city of Joliet, God, throughout this state of Illinois, Father God, throughout this country, God. We speak revival to the nation, God, that, Lord, your name will be praised, God. Your name will be magnified, Father God, that you will be lifted up on today, God. And Lord, we ask you, Father God, that your power will reign and flow through us on today like never before, Father God. We release your prophetic anointing, God. We release your healing anointing, God. We release the power of your word, God, to be made manifest in this place, God. Stir up this atmosphere on today, Father God. Lord, stir us up like never before, Father God. Let your anointing flow on today, Father God. Let your power reign on today, Father God. Lord, we give you glory this morning, God. We give you praise this morning, Father God. I need some people that are really thankful and grateful that God has allowed them to make it to December 25th of 2022. When we came in this year, it didn't look like it was going to be its best. But God has graced us. God has kept us. He has kept us in this race. He's kept us living for him. He's kept us in our right mind. He's kept our bodies going. He kept you on your job. He kept you in your home. He kept you in your family situation. God is a good God, and we come to exalt him. We come to praise him on today, Father God, for you are worthy of the praise, God. You are worthy of the honor on today, God. Lord, we come to thank you, Father God, that you give us strength, Father God, that you give us peace on today, God. You give us joy on today, God. And Lord, we exalt you, Father God, for you are worthy of the praise, God. As the sound begins to come, as we begin to offer up worship unto his holy name, for he is worthy of the praise. He is worthy of the honor as we lift him up on today. Listen, I need us to join in with the sound on this morning. We're going to be an awesome choir together this morning, and we're going to lift up the name of Jesus. We're going to praise him. We're going to honor him. We're going to worship him, for he is due our praise on today. I need you to get excited about Jesus. I need you to give God thanks, not for the gifts that you receive, but for the gift of life, for the gift of the life of the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For he is the reason for this season. He is the reason that we're here, that he shed his blood on Calvary, and he saved us and redeemed us back to God. Oh God, we thank you this morning. We honor you this morning. Come on, as the sound begins to come and worship. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Come on. Come on,
Lord,
quiet in the booth.
Name of the
Come
Lord.
On, let's get started. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to God. We are so awesome to be back in here. Come on, we're going to do it again. Y'all going to help us sing this morning. Y'all know this. Come. Yes. Come let us adore.
Come let us adore him.
Yes. Kneel down.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, all over the room, let me hear you in one voice.
Come.
Okay, y'all sing good.
Come let us adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, y'all can shout this part. Emmanuel, all over the room. Here we go.
Emmanuel.
Yes, y'all sound good.
Emmanuel.
Yes.
Emmanuel. Emmanuel.
We worship you, Lord.
Emmanuel.
Come on, everybody. Come on, sing Emmanuel.
Emmanuel,
Emmanuel,
he's my redeemer, he's my savior.
Emmanuel,
Lord,
Him. Come on, worship Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to sing this one verse before we bring up Apostle. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Come on, sing it again. Oh, come, oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Come on and worship God all over the room. Hallelujah. Come on, we excited. It's Jesus' birthday.
Come on, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Come, let us adore Him. Amen. How many give God praise for Jesus? Amen. For He is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be magnified. Amen. We give God glory. Amen. You all may be seated in His presence. We thank God for our praise team. Amen. Thank God for we have to improvise and make adjustments. Amen. We know that it's Christmas, but we still yet have the Spirit of the Lord that's within us. Amen. And we come to lift Him up because this is what this is all about. It's about Jesus. Amen. And so we're just thankful and grateful. Amen. To be in His presence and being in the house of the Lord. You all look so amazing this morning. Amen. Give yourself a hand praise. Amen. You made it. Amen. Listen, we're going to move forward in our service on this morning. We're going to prepare to receive our tithes and offering. Amen. I'm telling you, this is a good place to clap. This is the last Sunday of 2022. I'm telling you, every day we give God praise that God continues to keep us and make way for us. Amen. So those of you all who are watching online, you can give through our website at www.newcovncwc.com. Click the Give tab and you can give online. Those of you all who have Easy Tithe, you can go to our Easy Tithe app and you can give online there. We're giving towards our tithes and offering, our benevolence or debt freedom seed, whatever drop down box you decide to sow into, that's where your seed will go. Amen. Those of you all who have the United States Postal Service, amen, it's still in operation. You can put your seed in the mail, 2423 Glenwood Avenue, Joliet, Illinois, 60435, amen, and we'll gladly receive your seed in the mail, amen. So we're excited, amen. Listen, let me get my phone in. If you need an envelope in the building, please raise your hand. Brother Terrence will supply you with an envelope, amen. Amen. Last week for our debt freedom seed, we raised $565. Amen. We now only need $9,858. Amen. Can y'all give God some praise that that thing is under $10,000? Amen. You all have sown, have given, amen, over these 12 months. And I'm telling you, we're believing God for increase in favor. We put it in the atmosphere today. Somebody might be watching online. They might be ready to drop that $9,858 today. Amen. But we just believe God for increase and overflow. Amen. We're going to allow this to go into 2023. But we're believing God because we're in a great place. Amen. As God has prepared us to make significant impact to being able to be a debt-free ministry. Just because it's delayed does not mean it's denied. You got to understand that just because it's delayed, it's not denied. Oh man, my man is in the building. Amen. God is good. Amen. Good to see you, man of God. Everything is well. Amen. I'm telling you, so I'm excited about what's going to happen. Listen, next Thursday, mark your calendar on next Thursday. That's normally our Bible study night, but we're going to have our church meeting via Zoom on next Thursday. So we'll get the information out, the time, so we can go over our vision for 2023. And it's going to be an awesome thing. Amen. We got most of it last year, but there's some things that we're doing that's being added to our, daily things that we're going to be operating in. So be in attendance if you can. It's going to be around Bible study time. I haven't the exact time yet. It won't be at 6:30, maybe a little later, 7 or 7:30. And we'll go from there. Is that all right?
Amen.
Amen. Those of you all who are on the board, hopefully I'll be able to meet with you all tomorrow. And I'll get that information to you. And we'll go over the vision on tomorrow evening. Thank God I don't have to go to work tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good. Amen. Come on, Sister Chi Chi. Thank you, Jesus. I made it through that. It was 30 below zero. That was that Friday. Got to work. Amen. And I'm telling you, by the grace of God, we have diesel trucks. So diesel jails up. Amen. For those of you all in the trucking industry and different things of that nature, when this was, you know, below zero, which means the gas freezes. Amen. It becomes hard for the truck to run and move and go a certain speed. And my truck had started that morning, got it going. On the way back to the warehouse, I got to 55th on the Dan Ryan. That thing started dropping speed, you know, power reduced, and it started going 30 miles an hour and 25 miles an hour. And then I said, you know what, I got to pull over because it's not going to make it. Amen. So I called and called my manager looking for, we set up a tow truck. Amen. He was going to call me back with ETA. So then what God did is he allowed an IDOT person, a tow truck, to pull up behind me. So he pulled up behind me. Now, he couldn't tow me, you know, because he told me, he said, will it go where you can get it off this side of the road and pull it up on the ramp for the tow truck? I said, okay. So I drove up the ramp, got it up the ramp, and it kept going. It was going like 35 miles an hour, started speeding up. So I kept going. I got down to 43rd, got back on the expressway. I said, God, if you let me get to 55, if you let me get on 55... I got on 55 and I had to pull over right there as soon as I got on because it started slowing down again. So I said, if I sit here and let it idle for a minute, it seemed like it'd get going again. So I pull over, sit for like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and then I go again. I got down almost to Central Avenue. And then one of my other Frito-Lay guys come up. He was coming up in the lane. I saw him coming. So I let these cars get behind me. He pulled up in front of me because I was pulled on the side of the road. He got out the truck. He said, what's going on? I said, man, it's gelling up. I'm trying to make it. We're going to push through. He said, well, I'm going to get behind you because I had my hazards on. I'm in the slow lane. He said, I'm going to get behind you. One of my brothers, Artemio, I gave him my tamales for my Christmas present. I said, man, here you go. We pushed through. From Central to First Avenue, we pulled over a couple of more times. That joker stood with me. We got back to the warehouse. I said, God, I just want to get back because I don't want to wait on no tow truck. God, he allowed me to get back safely, amen, and park that truck and able to get home. I said, I'll tell you, man, this is my Christmas gift from one of my customers. They always take care of me. I got some tamales from last week. I said, so here, you got these, amen. I was so grateful, amen, because he didn't have to do that. He didn't have to stay with me to make sure that I got back because it was so cold. My manager was willing to come out to meet me if I had to wait on a tow truck. He's a new manager. I thank God he's new because one of them older managers, they wouldn't have done that. He was like, I'll bring you some coffee because he wasn't at the building. He was at home. I was like, he was going to bring it. He's there on the north side. So I'm like, dude, I said, God, I thank you for grace. I told you it's good to be good to people because you don't never know when you're going to need somebody. Amen. I'm telling you, you better give God praise. So I made it. I thank God. So I'm just appreciative of God's goodness. Amen. Because I'm telling you, it was brutal out there. 30 below zero out there working. Amen. Throwing chips. But I made it by the grace of God. Everybody game? Y'all ready?
You didn't have to tell them how you
walk. I know I told them to walk, but everybody was, you know, they was engaged in my story. I wanted to make sure they got all these zeros in. That's all. You know, everybody had put all the zeros in. Because Velvin is here. He probably wanted to write that $9,858 check. And that's what it was, Brother Velvin. And you missed it before you came in. I saw your wife come in. You know, she was dripping. Amen. You know, she had a drip on. So, I mean, it's something over there. Amen. And y'all got your son here. So, I mean, it's just anointed on that row right there. Amen. So, it's a blessing. I love God. Amen. I love God. I'm telling you, he's good. But listen, those of y'all on my right, amen, if you're ready to give, you can proceed from the rear to the front to sow. So come on and sow your seed and give on this morning. We're just thankful, amen, everybody had an opportunity to come out today. So come on up and sow your seed from on my right side from the rear to the front. God bless you, woman of God. Good to see you. Come on, Minister Suzette. Brother Chambers. What's going on, man of God? Don't y'all start my good music. Everybody around me winning. Mother Jackie is here. God bless you. Everybody on my left, amen. If you're ready to sow, let's proceed from the rear to the front. Pastor Mike McClure, he made this song, amen. That's our theme. We win. Everything around me win. Come on, Minister Glory. Glory to God, amen. You see that DQ was teaching, it went well. God bless you, Mother Charlie. Amen. Everybody gave the water to give. Amen. Let's bless the offering. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the tithes and offering this morning. God, we thank you for the seeds that were sown on today, God. And Lord, we pray that you will bless those that gave on today, God. Bless those that may not have had it to give, Father God, that they may be able to give on next time, God. I release grace and mercy and blessings over us on today, God. And we pray that, Lord, the seeds will continue to be used for the work of the ministry, for the building of your kingdom, God. And we seal them in the blood of Jesus. And it's in your name we pray, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Nice, you want to?
You can go ahead. Okay, so you up
there. Our giving from when we went to Walmart last week?
Yeah, we didn't talk about how we met the young family.
Amen. You sure you want me to share? You don't want to share?
Got it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. But listen, last weekend, we had our, Christmas giveaway. Amen. We had teams that go out. 10 teams went out that Saturday. And then we had an unexpected income that had came in, that somebody had anonymously had donated $500 and they wanted to sow into people's lives that were in need. So we had blessed the young lady, Sister Chantel. She was blessed. Thank you all for sowing into that. We were able to raise, I forgot what it was, $703 or something like that. No, $743, because some more seeds that came in to bless their family. So we appreciate you all who joined in for that, blessing that family that we ask you all to bless and give into. But we had a seed that we had to sow, and we decided to go to Walmart because we didn't have another family. But we went to Walmart after church on Sunday, me, Pastor Nice, and Joshua. So we walking around, and we finally came across this young lady. She had a baby, and she was with another young lady. I said, well, let's bless this lady. And so we went up to them, and we told them, I said, well, we're from New Covenant Worship Center. We want to bless you with a $100 gift card. And they was like, what? And they was like, for real? Yes. And so the young lady, they had just moved here a year ago. They have two kids. They had the young baby, a 10-month-old, in the basket. And they have another child. And then the mom, they just moved here in October. They were pastors in Chicago. And so her and her husband have just moved out here to Joliet in October. And this is what was the blessed part. The day before, that Saturday, they were on the train, and they were at Metro, and they wanted to bless this homeless person. And they were just, the Lord had led them to give and wanted to sow. And the young lady, she didn't want it. She said, it's okay, I'm okay, I'm good, or whatever the case was. And so she brought that up because here today, because she was trying to sow into somebody else's life, somebody came and sowed into her life the next day, into her family, well, to her daughter, amen. But it was just good just to have that experience, amen. And they were just excited and thankful for the blessing. I'm telling you, these seeds go a long way. And when you guys sow and give and we come together collectively to do outreach, it's impactful. Just in this past year, just think about we blessed 15 families for Christmas. That's 15 families, but it was so many people that were impacted. Those people got the chance to talk about New Covenant Worship Center, who were there, who, if it was three or four people in that group, they get to share. We did Operation Off. We did two families per month. So we did 24 families, amen, that were impacted by Operation All. So that gets the word of about the ministry throughout the neighborhood, the community, and everything else. So it's all good, amen. So we give God the praise, amen.
Amen.
Anything else, Pastor Nice? All right. Y'all ready for the word?
Yeah.
We're gonna be out of here at 11:00. We're doing good. Let's go to Luke. Chapter 1, you're going to hear many ministries ministering from this particular passages today. We're going to start in Luke 1, but we're going to go to Luke 2. It's going to be where the meat of our message is going to come from. But we're going to close out this particular series, Obedience Brings Blessings. Obedience Brings Blessings. We have been, I'm telling you, just blessed and just seeing the power of obedience. There are many testimonies about our obedience and how God has brought forth many blessings in our life because of that. But today, I want to share with you some things, how obedience opened up the door for Jesus Christ to be born in the earth, and how we have to be intentional and be in a place to be able to pay attention to what God is instructing us to do, because it's attached to where God's trying to take us, and it's attached to the blessing that he wants to bestow upon us. And we have to get to the point and place to believe. If God is going to minister and speak something to us, we have to believe. And what happens is the enemy comes to bring forth doubt and fear and unbelief to try to snatch away the thing that God has spoken to us or spoken over us. And we have to get to the place to trust and know that if God has spoken it, he's going to make good on it. Yeah. And so we have to come to that mindset and be diligent and committed regardless of what circumstances face you. Yeah. Because the circumstances are going to stack up against you to make it seem as though God's word is not in manifestation. God's word is not working for me. God's word is not operating for me. You know, what am I doing? It seems like things are not changing. Things are not happening. But when you have the faith to believe the word, God is going to do what he's promised us. And so you have to hold on to the word. You got to hold on to what's been spoken. And so today we're going to see some things, because through obedience, there comes the power of God's word to be declared over us. And so I'm going to remind you this morning, what have you declared over yourself, and then what has God declared over you? Are you believing that word? Because we have the power in life of death in the power of our tongue. And so if we choose to declare blessings, if we choose to declare life, if we choose to declare peace, if we choose to declare healing, that's what belongs to us. That's what's going to manifest for us. So if you declare debt, you declare I'm broke, you declare I'm sick, you declare I'm not healed, you declare that I'm frustrated, I'm depressed, you keep speaking that. I wasn't going to go here today, but that word depressed came out my mouth, and I want to help somebody to get set free.
Yes.
Now, I want you to hear me when I say this, and this is something to throw at you. I'm going to get to the message, but that word came up, and it's been coming up the past couple, this whole week and a half, with what happened to the DJ on Ellen DeGeneres' show.
Yes.
About depression, about mental states. I want you to understand that when something like this happens, there are spirits attached to it. So when this thing happened, he killed himself, and whatever has been, you know, happened, he committed suicide. And then people begin to share about their, you know, being depressed on social media and their challenges and their particular things. When you begin to speak that out, people begin to gravitate to it. And sometimes we give more energy and more power to things as we repetitively speak it. Because we want to be at a place to allow our emotions to gain attention. And so when emotions are at a place of being vulnerable, the enemy uses that as an opportunity to rise up and set up depression in people who would normally won't even be depressed. Because you've exposed yourself to an area that you had not even been exposed to, because you've now fed your spirit everything that social media had to tell you about what depression looks like, what depression is. And I'm here to encourage you, to let you know, we as a people, as believers, we have a greater strength. We have a greater power to succumb the wiles and the attacks of the enemy, because he said these things are going to come. These wiles, these tricks, these adversaries are going to come. But God has given us the strength and the power to cast down the evil imagination, because this is a work of the enemy. I'm not discrediting that people can become depressed. I'm not discrediting mental illness. But what happens is we have to be careful when we constantly speak it up. Because I'm just at a place, if I'm a believer, some stuff I just don't have to accept. And I've seen many believers get to the point and place to accept things based on the circumstances of the now. You have the power to not accept that. I don't have to be depressed because my mama died on Christmas Day 17,000 years ago. I don't have to hold on to the fact that I lost my aunt. I may help some people who've lost some people, and I'm not discrediting that. I'm not discrediting your grieving. But in the state they left, if God brought them back, do you want them back how they left? If they left in a state of cancer eating their body and they were weak, they were not. If they left not in their right mind with dementia, because if they came back, they're coming back in the state they were in because you said I didn't want them to leave. They were here sick and couldn't get well, so death came. And death freed them from the pain of this earth. And we as believers need to understand if they were in Christ. I don't know where this message is coming from. This ain't in my notes. We're supposed to be talking the birth of Jesus, but I just feel the Holy Spirit. Somebody needs to hear this because the enemy is trying to trap some people into being sad on purpose. I refuse to be sad on purpose. Just so somebody can like and put a care on my response, on my post. I'm fed up with it. Why? And you a believer. You a... I ain't talking about the world, folks. I'm talking about a bunch of believers that keep on putting up, I'm dealing, I see it, I got it. No, you don't. I decree and declare that you are free from depression, mental anguish. You're free from the depression of the bondage of the enemy. I break the shackles this morning. You will be free from the death of your grandmama, your granddaddy, your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your aunt, your niece, your auntie. I want you to be free today because they're free in heaven, lifting up the name of Jesus. And we're here on earth and won't lift them up because we're stuck grieving. That's a trick of the enemy. If you want to come into agreement with the one that's left, they in heaven, if you really believe it, they praise it. And you say it. They looking at you like, why you say it? I ain't in no more pain. I don't want my daddy to come back here with heart disease and diabetes. I don't want my mama to come back here with colon cancer. How is that going to help me? How is that going to help her? I'm trying to help somebody get free because this is the season that people keep saying. You keep holding on that they left at this season. We've glorified this season into something that it's not. This season is about the birth of Jesus Christ. It's not the time for you to just grieve and say, because I ain't got a boo, I'm sad. I ain't got my mama, I'm sad. I don't have a date to go on, I'm sad. I don't have red to wear, I'm sad. I don't have a Christmas sweater, I'm sad. I don't have this, I'm sad. I didn't get the bonus, I'm sad. I didn't get the promotion, I'm sad. I didn't get the pay I want, I'm sad. I got stuck in the cold, I'm sad. I was giving God praise because my truck still was running. I had heat. They kept asking me, do I have heat? It's running, baby. Heat coming through. I just can't go fast like I want. I don't know. Please. When you grab a clip of this, get it in fullness, because I'm not denoting that people are depressed. People have clinical things that they have been diagnosed with depression, mental illness. I'm not slighting that. It happens. But I serve a Savior. I serve somebody that's greater than your diagnosis from the doctor. I serve someone that's greater and more minor than the state you're in right now. Because you don't have to stay there. I made a declaration in my mind. I told my wife, I said, I don't want to argue with you ever again while we living. I said, because I'm at a certain age. I'm not here to argue with you. I don't want a disagreement with you. I just don't. That's my declaration. I'm at that place right now. At 47 years old, I said, listen, I'm not arguing with you not a nay another day. And I'm not saying that to say that we had an argument. I just got a revelation about what the Lord put in my spirit. And I said, listen, I am not going to do it. We can agree to disagree, but I'm just at a place in my mind because I started thinking about how good God has been. Do you know the people in Ukraine don't have lights? They ain't got heat. They fighting for getting some water. And we over here arguing about, I didn't get a red Christmas tree. They ran out. I didn't get the bowls I wanted. I didn't get the love call I needed. My man didn't text me this morning. Yo, get out of my place. Oh. I don't know what's in me this morning. All I had was water. You know what? I took my vitamin D pill. It was this day. That's what it is. Sister Kayla, because I'm just, it's just too much that we got to give God thanks for. And we're ungrateful, unappreciative. of his blessings because you keep looking at what you don't have. No lights, no water in Ukraine. It's cold, man. Can you imagine the cold we had on Friday and you didn't have any heat to warm up to? Y'all missing this. So I said, you think I'm going to argue with you? How petty is that? How petty is that? For me to sit and be angry and have an attitude with the person I love that I made covenant with? No. And it goes beyond your spouse. You may not be married. That family member, that loved one, your sister, your brother, you ain't talked to in 17 years. I got some folk that ain't talked to in 17 years, my brother or sister. I'm talking about your life. And you mad about what they did 17 years ago. Their whole life has changed. And yours has too. Oh, somebody, I didn't know this must be a New Year's Eve service where we get ready to go into the break of day, a new day. This is your resolution service, 2023. I'm not going to be angry. I ain't going to argue with you. I'm going to forgive you. I'm going to love you in spite of, because I'm telling you, this is going to help your life. This is going to help your life. This is going to help your life. And so now I'm going to give you some scripture to back some of this up. For where I intended on going in the beginning. But the Holy Ghost said somebody might have needed to hear this in the building, online, somewhere. Because you just got to be in a place to make a stand. Because the enemy, he don't back down. He just keep coming. And we sit back and we're like, I ain't got no power.
Come on.
What? You don't have no power. Who do you serve?
Yeah.
The King of Kings? The Lord of Lords? The Lion of Judah? You don't have no power? Who are you serving? Son of David, great I am? The Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley? The bright and morning star that came to make the sign in the heavens, in the earth, in the sky that Jesus was being born? Oh, no. I got power. I got power. Tell somebody I got power. Oh, Jesus. Oh. Listen, y'all sitting at home, y'all wish y'all was in the building because y'all see this fire in here. Y'all sitting there right now talking, I should have got up and got my clothes on. I know it, but it's okay. You can still feel his presence right there in your living room, right there in your bedroom. I know you said, I wish I would have got here, because y'all going to be talking about this and going to go home. You going to say, man, pastor's on fire this morning. The word was blessed. Oh, Jesus. I just want you to talk about Jesus. Talk about Jesus. I got to get y'all this word. Can y'all grace me? Because you're here now, amen? Amen. You done possibly opened a gift, or maybe you didn't open them, but it's okay. But then we about to unwrap Jesus this morning. So listen, let me take you to some people who are operating in obedience. I want you to see Mary this morning and Joseph, because their obedience begin to set the stage for us to begin to see the birth of Jesus Christ. I got to read some stuff to you this morning. Y'all with me? All right, let's start in Luke 1. I got a good crowd. I done got you pumped now, so I'm going to give you this meat. Because I'm excited. I'm like Pastor Glenn this morning. He was like, I'm just excited. He was with it. He was teaching in Luke 2. He was with me. So listen, Luke chapter 1. I'm in the New Living Translation. I'm going to start reading verse 30. Let me put it in context. The angel has come to visit Mary. And this is what he begins to say when he visits her. He said, don't be afraid, Mary. The angel told her, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end. Now, listen what was being spoken. The angel came to tell Mary that she was going to have a child. His name was going to be Jesus. But notice the angel began to prophesy and speak over the child. and to speak what he was to be when he came into the earth. He said he will be very great. I'm here to encourage you. I don't care what your children look like now. If you would begin to prophesy to their destiny and their purpose, you will begin to see the manifestation. But see, you can't look at it in the natural. You gotta understand this. Jesus is still in the womb. He ain't even been conceived yet. And here it is. He's not even being conceived, but words have been prophesied about him years and years previous as we in the Old Testament. So have you set the things in motion that you're in expectation for? Or are you just waiting for it to miraculously happen right then? No, you got to speak some things that have not even been given birth yet. You got to begin to speak over that thing. He said he will be very great and will be called the Son of Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his ancestors. He will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end. Mary asked the angel, but how can this happen? I am a virgin. Uh-oh. Oh, man. This is a rough situation because in the 21st century, how many virgins are we going to find? Ooh, Jesus. I thank God Jesus was born then. Because the pickings would be so slim. Mary asked the angel, how can this happen? I'm a virgin. Because she knew that in order to give birth, you had to have some sex. Okay, now we're in a sex education class. I know it's Christmas. Amen. But so verse 35 says, the angel replied, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be what? Holy. And he will be called the Son of God. So what she's preparing to give birth to is going to be holy. Have you called your seed or the thing you get ready to give birth to holy? Have you called it set aside, sanctified, separated from the rest? Have you called it the Son of God? Have you called it that he is going to, or that thing that you're going to do, is it going to represent Christ? Is it going to bring glory to his name? Is it going to exalt him? Is it going to magnify him? Or is it just going to give you a name and a platform? See, when you put God in your business, when you put God in your affairs, when you put God in your social media, when you put God on your brand, on your stamp, it's not the brand of me, it's the brand of Jesus Christ. He's the one to be exalted. So verse 36 says, what's, I drop down to verse 38 because I got to get to chapter 2, y'all. I got to hurry up. Oh, thank you, Evangelist Mary, for some grace. Verse 38 says, because this is the key. Highlight this, put a pin by it, because this is the key to the entire move of Mary receiving her blessing and her being obedient. When the angel came and told her what had happened, and what he was about to do, and what God was going to do through her life, this is the key right here. Mary responded. You got to respond back when God's giving talking to you. Respond back so he can know where you stand. He wants to know where you at. Mary responded, I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true. And then the angel left her. Y'all missing this. Once she made the declaration to come into agreement, the angel left because his assignment had been complete. And because when the word was released to her, she came to the point to understand, this is not my body. This is not me. This is not my life. I am the Lord's servant. How many of us have declared that I am the Lord's servant for his blessing of obedience to flow through my life? You sitting around and not being the Lord's servant because you're too busy serving everybody else. You're too busy serving yourself. And so the enemy has now trapped you in pride and arrogance. And now he can't flow through you. He can't bless you. He can't move in your life. And ain't no angels coming to talk to no pious, puffed up, prideful spirit. Ooh, Jesus. I'm preaching with me. Y'all shout out. Listen. I am the Lord's servant. I need you to grab that. Because she said, I'm surrendered. And see, in order for obedience to flow, you got to have a surrendered heart. Because how am I going to obey God and I'm still trying to do it my way? She said, I am the Lord's servant. Come to that understanding, because now things are getting ready to happen for Mary. And Mary's getting ready to see how God had chosen her to be the one that's going to bring the Son of God into the earth. And so now everything that's happening after this is to prove to Mary and Joseph that what has been spoken to them is to come to pass. Because the angel can't just come and give you a word. and then you don't see the manifestations of it.
Right.
See, when God speaks some things, you got to start looking for him in those situations so he can begin to manifest.
Amen.
See, God, it's so many people who have gotten the word, but they left with no expectation.
You're missing this.
If you get a word and God's speaking something to you and it resonates in your spirit, now you can get a word that don't resonate. It's not God. It's not of God. Let me help you with that. Help you with that. Because don't come into agreement that's not in agreement with your spirit. Because some people will speak some stuff that ain't God. But the things that are God. And it resonates in your spirit.
Yes, sir.
When you become to the place to understand that I have expectation for that thing,
yes.
God will begin to allow circumstances to happen to bring that thing to pass. He'll get some motion starting behind it. So this is what happens, because once she agreed, the angel left.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand how significant that is? He left because he didn't have to fight with her in the flesh.
Come on.
Because y'all know the story. What happened to Zechariah? John the Baptist's daddy. He didn't believe. And so he got to be silent and couldn't speak to after the birth. Because I'm here to tell you, some of you all are pregnant with stuff, but you got pregnant. And as soon as you got pregnant, you went on social media and put it on blast. And so what happened was, because Zechariah was not in the mindset to believe fully, the angel said, I got to shut your mouth. Because if I don't shut your mouth, you're going to go around speaking some things that I didn't call to be spoken into the atmosphere. Because I don't want anything to hinder the birth of John the Baptist coming to the earth, because he's the forerunner for Jesus. Because him and Elizabeth, John the Baptist and Mary, they're going to be pregnant at the same time. And so I don't need you speaking anything that's contrary to what God's plan is. So sometimes God will shut your mouth on purpose. And because he knew he didn't have the restraints to be quiet, he said, I'm going to do it for you. Y'all got to pay attention. Pay attention. Because sometimes God will do some stuff. Your phone's connection will go down. Your Wi-Fi go down on you. You're like, what's going on? Your wife, you call your neighbor. My Wi-Fi working. Why am I not working? Why? Because God said, I want to silence you for a moment. Because if you speak right now, you might destroy something with your negativity, with your doubt, with your worry, with your unbelief. So I need you to just sit down, be quiet, shut up, and allow me to do my work. So. Jesus. I'm going to tell you again to send it home. You should have been in the building. So listen. Now go to chapter 2. Go to chapter 2. Go to chapter 2. Because I told you we're going to see Mary and Joseph obedience, right? Because obedience brings the blessing. So now in chapter 2, look at how things are beginning being set up. There is a census that has to be done at this time of Mary's birth. And she's late, and later on in her pregnancy, she's further along. And so because it's the time of the census that's been called, Joseph, who is a descendant of King David, has to go to Bethlehem. Wait a minute. Now, if he's not in compliance with the consent, with the census that's taking place with his family and with everybody that's going on around, if he doesn't go, because he could be in a place to say, you know what? Well, my wife is pregnant. We call him wife. They was engaged. My wife is pregnant, and I don't want to take this trip. But sometimes you got to obey and make a sacrifice.
Amen.
Even when it's uncomfortable.
Amen.
So they made the journey because there's purpose in him going and doing what was called for him to meet, that was called for to be done in this time of the census. Let's pick it up at verse 4, because I want you to see all of this today. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, if they had not left, they would not be there. But while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to what? Her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no lodging available for them. Let me help you with something. The reason why you can't find a room for your vision And for what God placed in you, it's too big for a hotel room. It's too big for a certain thing that's been established and erected already. He said he didn't make, I believe that there wasn't room for them because what God was getting ready to birth was too big to hold. It was too big for the end to hold what was getting ready to be birthed. So he said, I want you to be outside. I want you to put you in the manger. I want to put you out in a place that's uncomfortable. That's not really at a place to be birthed. You're in a place where animals and everything is at. But you got to understand something. There was something that was in her that God was birthing out that she needed to be around animals because God was ready to redeem some people. Who acted like animals. Y'all missed that. Because we were unholy, unrighteous. And so he said, I'm going to have you be birthed in some unclean areas, in some stinky places. Because even in your birth, you're going to have to know how to handle being around people. Oh, y'all missing this. Even in your birth as being the savior of the world, you got to know how to handle stinky people. People that don't look like you. People that's unrighteous and unholy. So I'm allowing you to be birthed in an area that's unconventional to most. So now this is purpose because they don't have room. So now she says, this doesn't matter because I'm going to make space for my baby. See, a mother makes space for her child. A mother makes space for her child. Even in the midst of calamity, if anything is going to happen, you're going to protect your child. You're going to do what you can to protect them. And so here it is, Mary that made space and Joseph made space. So listen, let's keep reading. So man, listen what happens because it's some other stuff going on around the corner. We're going to make 21st century around the corner. That night, there were shepherds. Pay attention because why shepherds staying in the fields nearby guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. Don't be afraid, he said. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. What sign? The sign that Mary had already wrapped him in cloth. See, she was obedient to wrap him the way he was supposed to be wrapped because God was coming to send someone who was going to have to recognize him. And see, you got to know who you tell your vision to because if you tell it to somebody that does not recognize what you carry, they will now misinterpret, they will abuse, and they won't recognize what you have and the glory that's on you because they shouldn't have known what you were wearing. Oh, my God. But here it is. Mary had distinguished what he was wearing at birth because God was going to dispatch an angel to speak to shepherds. See, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. See, you got to stop looking at the natural. I know your checking account got $20 in it right now, but God's working on some stuff that's getting ready to elevate you. He's working on some things that's getting ready to bring increase and overflow to you. He's working on some stuff where he's preparing a promotion for you. He's working on some stuff. Just as Sister Tasha raised her hand, she in school trying to get her degree to be a nurse. And so once she gets to be that place to be a nurse and get her degree, she knows her paycheck is going up higher. She's already in expectation and anticipation for that. And so you got to understand what I'm wearing now is not what I'm going to be wearing later. I may have started off in a linen cloth. I may have started off in a manger, but God's getting ready to take me to the nations. He's getting ready to take me to the world. He's getting ready to take me to a place where no one has ever been. Why? Because God has deemed me to be the savior of the world. He's deemed me to save souls. He's deemed me to bring people to Christ. And so you got to understand, if God has called his son to redeem people to Christ, why do we not do our assignment in bringing people to Christ? We fought so many people away from church. And God said, I want you to draw nigh unto me as I draw nigh unto you. He said, you will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger. Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of heaven and the armies of heaven praising God and saying. So when the whole conversation, and notice the angels is prophesying about what Jesus is going to be. They called him the Son of God, the Messiah. More prophetic words are being spoken over him at birth that he doesn't even know about. But here it is. People are coming to make the declaration because the shepherds have a purpose because they got to come and share with Joseph and Mary because this is the parents' responsibility. Joseph and Mary have a responsibility to raise him up in those young years, in those early years, to instill the goodness of God in him, to instill morals in him, to instill the things that will glorify and magnify God. Because listen, keep going. I got to keep going. Come on, y'all. Give me some time. Y'all good? Yeah. It says, verse 14, glory to God in highest. So a choir showed up. And then in verse 15, when the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, Let's go to Bethlehem. So now the shepherds are walking in obedience because the angel came and told them that the son, the Messiah, is going to be born in Bethlehem, and I want you to go. So they become obedient and they go. And they said, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. I need you to stay in tune with God. Who's told you about this? Stop hearing it secondhand. Stop hearing it down the line. What has the Lord told you? It said, they hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was a baby lying in a manger. After seeing him, listen to this. The shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. So now the shepherds begin to proclaim and declare what the angel has spoken to them, and now everybody's hearing it. So now the word that has been spoken over Jesus' life is being heard to his mother and father and those around so that they can come to a place to believe that the Messiah is here. And notice he sends shepherds. We talked about this in the past because God, Jesus Christ, is the great shepherd.
Yes.
So he sends shepherds to make the declaration because this is where he's going to have to operate in as a great shepherd. And all who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But listen to this. But Mary kept all things in her heart and thought about them often. She becomes the incubator of the word. Because once she hears the word about her child, she got to believe it. She keeps it in her heart, which means that she meditates on it. She keeps bringing it up. Because every time Jesus start acting up, let's make it 21st century. Every time Jesus go and play with something and do something with the wrong friends and he get out of order, she's reminded of the word that happened in the manger. Y'all missed this. See, every time your child is out of order, they're disobedient, you got to be reminded of the word that has been spoken years ago. You got to begin to bring the prophecy, bring the positive things that's been spoken in your life. Don't look at it right now. Don't look at how messed up it looked like in natural right now. You got to see it in the spirit that God's working something out. So she maintained it in her heart. Don't lose your heart. Don't lose your particular anointing. Don't lose your grace. Don't lose what God has spoke to you. I need you to hold on to it, and I need you to believe it. Every time it looked like something contrary, just bring it up. God, you said it. God, you said it. See, you gotta just remind God. And when you remind him, God said it, he's gonna show up. Oh my God. Jesus. Mother Jackie, I think this cause you here. Amen. So I thank God you in the building. Cause I think this is why this fire, this anointing is flowing so heavy. Mother Jackie here, amen. So listen. Oh my God, where we at? Verse what? 20. Y'all paying attention too. Good. It said the shepherds went back to their flocks. Notice what they went back. They went back glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. See, when God began to manifest what he spoke to you, that's your opportunity to praise him. That's your seal, and that's that sign sealed and delivered. That when you praise him, because they know, you know what, God, I thank you. I receive it. God, I'm open to it. I'm walking in this thing. And so now, we almost there, y'all. So listen what has to happen. So Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, 8 days later, verse 21. Because I told you obedience. Remember, they're in obedience because they're going according to what the law has mandated for them to do. Just because you're in Bethlehem does not now move you to the place where you have to be disobedient. See, listen, let me put it to you like this. Just because you're not at church on Sunday and you're at home on Monday don't mean you disobey God. See, let me say it again because somebody missed it. Just because you try to act on your best behavior on Sunday don't mean that you be disobedient and act unruly on Monday. Be on your best behavior and be your best and try your best to live a holy and righteous life before God at all times. So, oh my God. 8 days later, when the baby was circumcised, he was named Jesus. The name given him by the angel even before he was conceived. So Mary believed the word. She wasn't like Zachariah. So look at verse 22. Then it was time for their purification offering. Notice, they're in obedience because they're going forward and doing what is necessary to bring this challenge to the earth. It said, then it was a time for purification offering as required by the law of Moses after the birth of a child. So his parents took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. The law of the Lord says, if a woman's first child is a boy, he must be dedicated to the Lord. So they offered the sacrifice required in the law of the Lord, either a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. They were operating in obedience. Amen. And because of their obedience, they were setting the pathway for their son, Jesus Christ, to be blessed and to operate in everything that God has spoke over his life. And it says at that time, there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon. He was righteous and devout and was eagerly waiting for the Messiah to come and rescue Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him and had revealed to him that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Messiah. That day, the Spirit led him to the temple. So when Mary and Joseph came to present the baby Jesus to the Lord, as the law required, Simeon was there. So if they're not in the temple doing what the law requires, Simeon won't find the baby. Because Simeon has a part to speak life into the baby. He has some more prophetic words to speak. This is why it's important that as your child, as they're up until age 18, they got their own choices there, but they're under 18, you should make a choice. Baby, we all going to church. So you can have something, you instill some things in them, some principles in them, some desires for the Lord in them. So here it is. Jesus is at the temple as a baby. And so Simeon was there. He took the child in his arms. No, that verse, I'm going to read it towards that. That day, the Spirit of the Lord led him to the temple. So when Mary and Joseph came to present the baby to the Lord, as the Lord required, Simeon was there. He took the child in his arm and praised God, saying, this is what he said. Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace as you promised. I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people. He is the light to reveal God to the nations, and he is the glory of your people, Israel. Listen, he's speaking over Jesus. Do you see how many times people are speaking over him? The angel speaking over him. Here it is, the man of God is speaking over him. You got to get into a place where you got to change your conversation about the things that don't look like God right now. I don't care if it's your job. I don't care if it's your marriage. I don't care if it's your child. I don't care what it may look like, your health and your body. I thank God. I give God praise for Sister Carolyn and Deacon Jerry. They fought through some stuff in 2022 that they had never thought they'd have to fight through. I'm talking about health challenges. And to see Sister Carolyn been here consistently the past few weeks and not been in that type of pain. She ain't been at a 10. She's been somewhere at another level, but she ain't been at a 9 and 10. She hasn't been in the hospital in some time. That's a blessing, because at one point she was in the hospital every weekend. I'm telling you what the power of prayer will do, what the power of healing will do. When you say, you know what, I'm not going to be sick. I'm not going to stay in this. You got to make some declarations over your life. You don't have to wait for the man of God. You ain't got to wait for the angel to show up. You got power in your own mouth to speak it and declare it over your life. We get ready to close it out right here. Verse 33. Jesus' parents were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them. And he said to Mary, the baby's mother, listen to this, because all this is happening because Mary and Joseph have to be reassured that this is God's plan. Because you got to realize, people looking at them strange. Mm-hmm. They not married, they engaged, and here it is, this chick pregnant. Yeah. This is unorthodox in this time frame. This is not right. This is shunned upon. So now Mary and Joseph have to be come, because now they're in a place where their particular confidence level has probably been shot, and they probably feel some kind of way. They're feeling shame because all these people are looking at them strange. She's pregnant. She done gave birth. They ain't even married. What's going on? So notice, these things are happening. God will send things to reassure you and encourage you that, you know what? Because of your obedience and because you have yielded and because you have believed, I'm going to bless you.
That's right.
Don't forget the times and moments when you obeyed. We see the enemy keeps flashing up the disobeying times. He keeps reminding you when you messed up. That's not God's plan. You got to remind yourself that, you know what? You got to thank God for, you know what? I'm not like I used to be. I was a mess back then, but thank God I have grown and I have matured, and I'm not the craziest person I was back then 5 years ago, 10 years ago. There is some growth in your life, because you used to flip everybody off, they cut you off and they didn't put on a turn signal. But now you just do it once a week. You have grown. That's growth. Y'all missing. That's growth. That's increase. Oh, Jesus. Come on, y'all. This child is destined to cause many in Israel to fall and many others to rise. He has been sent as a sign from God, but many will oppose him. As a result, the deepest thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your very soul.
Jesus.
Come on, close the book. Give God praise. I wanted you to see that through their obedience, the prophetic words of declarations and positive words and life-giving words that were spoken over Jesus' life, because Mary and Joseph were obedient, They went to the temple when they were supposed to. They circumcised when they were supposed to. They were at the place of the census when they were supposed to. So I'm here to encourage you, get to where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. Because when you get there, when you're supposed to be there, your blessing could be right there. And sometimes we miss it because we were not there and we should have been there. We were not there and we let circumstances prevent us from being there. That's where your blessing will be. That's what God would do. Even though my adversity that I had to deal with on Friday and going out in the weather, I still was grateful and thankful. God, I made it home safely. God, I was able to see my customers and they were safe. They made it out. All my stores were open. No one was closed. So God bless the people who went out to work and they made it back safe, who were able to go out. You got to thank God in the midst of that. You can't sit around and talk and be around complaining all the time. It will drain your energy. Why am I tired? You've been complaining all day. It's cold outside. Every time you turn around, you keep saying, it's cold outside. I'm tired. I'm tired. You keep saying that. That's what you're speaking into your life. You got to begin to change those words. So I'm excited about God and I'm thankful. I'm so excited about what our New Year's opening series is going to be. Where are the believers at? Where are the believers? And we're going to be in the book of Acts and we're going to share this thing. This thing has been bubbling in me. I'm just so excited because we have a responsibility to be the example of Christ in the earth. Yes. People are not going to find Christ unless they find us in Christ. Yes. We have to be in Christ in order for people to see Christ. Yes. And what the enemy is doing is pulling people further and further away. Yes. It's so disheartening when I see it's so much in the body of Christ, because it's, I'm telling you, on social media they will show you all the negative things. So many people bickering that are pastors and leaders, pastors that are falling by the wayside, and people are doing various things that are ungodly. Perversion in the church, apostles and bishops molesting and being pedophiles in the church. All these things are going on. And we're at a place we have to be mindful to say, you know what? What do I pray for? What do you pray for? It's unlimited access of things to pray for. You can't run out of anything to pray for.
You are right about it.
And if you find out that you have got to just turn on the news for one night and then find something to pray for. Look around your house. God, oh, there it is. Look in the mirror. Pray about ourselves to be clean and whole. Amen. Listen, before we leave, I want my man of God and this brother here. He's here all the way from, I don't even know where he's living in now. Is he still in California? We're in Washington.
Seattle.
See, somewhere when I do Seattle, because they all around, you know. Cal is in Florida and Ryan is here. Now, forgive me because your name is not slipping out of my mouth right now. What's your name? Ivan. There it is. Minister Ivan is here all the way from Seattle. And he's here with his parents, and he's visiting. I believe he's got something. He may not have anything he want to say, but I believe the Holy Spirit, I'm giving him the mic, and he's going to say something. But I just want him to just greet us this morning, and just come on up, man of God. Deacon Ryan has your mic. My man, Minister Ivan Jackson, is here. Y'all give him a hand, praise as he comes. Come on up, man. You look too good to stand all the way back there. Come on, Minister Ivan is here, man. I appreciate you being in the building today.
This is definitely along with the message of being obedient, because this was not scripted. I did not know I was going to be called here, and actually on our way over here, my mother was saying, I think we missed the service because it started at 9. First of all, I want to give honor to the man of God, Pastor Jonas. I want to give honor to First Lady Jonas, as well as to my pastors, Bishop Jackie Green and Pastor Anthony Green of the Village SBC, which is in Redlands, California, although I am a resident of Seattle, Washington now. Also want to give honor to my parents, my mom and dad in the back. I do thank you for the word. As I know with me, you know, I have, there are some things that God brings you through, and there's some things that God kind of propels you to. And I can attest that, you know, I am a product of being disobedient of listening and hearing to. But, you know, we thank God for his grace. We thank God for opportunities to just rectify the things that we have been given. as well as, I mean, we all been there before. We, you know, we look at our, as it was said to me, sometimes we look at our, we can only, our faith only goes as far as our bank account, or our faith only goes as far as what's in front of us, but we thank God for the word and everything. But I just appreciate everyone. This is like my second or third church home when I come to the Chicagoland area. That's all I got, man. I do thank you again for the word. I know we haven't been in communication for so long, but you know, that definitely is gonna change. But continue to pray for me and my family. Also honor my wife, Elizabeth Green Jackson, who's back in California with her family. Our son, Isaiah, who is a junior at Howard University.
Amen, come on.
He's gonna graduate next year, so thank
praise
God
praise the
that.
Lord. Yes.
Full scholarship, by the way.
Amen.
And then,
amen.
And then our youngest, good. And then our youngest son, Nehemiah, who's in Boston. But once again, God is good.
Yes,
God is, you know, able to do exceedingly abundantly above all. And God, I just thank each and every one for you, each and every one of you under the sound of my voice. Continue to pray for me. I continue to pray for you all. And happy holidays, everyone.
Yeah. Amen. Stay right there. I'm going to pray for you just as you're standing there. I appreciate you, man of God. Thank you for those words. And congratulations, amen. Your son graduated next year, amen. Thank God, Jonas Jr., he's here. He's graduating next year. But I'm grateful for what God is doing in your life. And I thank God he led you to even be here this morning. So let's just stretch our hands toward the man of God. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for Minister Ivan Jackson, God. I thank you for his family. I thank you for his children. I thank you for his parents, God. Those who are surrounding him, his pastors and leaders, God. I pray that everything, Lord, that he has in his heart, Lord, to set out to do and accomplish in the year of 2023, God, that you will begin to put a fire and a running in his feet on today, God, and that everything that he has need of, every resource, God, every plan, God, every vision, God, that he has birthed in his spirit on today, I pray that you will allow it to manifest on today, God. I speak life, I speak hope, I speak strength over him on today, God. I speak blessings of prosperity to reign over his life, that every need shall continue to be met for him and his family, God. I decree that your anointing that rests upon him, that yokes will be destroyed, burdens will be lifted at the sound of his voice, God, and that you will stir up the gift of God that's in him on today, God, that Lord, he will even grow prophetically on today, God. He will increase in wisdom and knowledge, God. He will increase in understanding of your scriptures, God. Open his eyes and his ears to hear your voice, to see you on today, Father God, and that you will pour out your spirit upon him in abundance, God, that nothing is missing and nothing is lacking, God. I decree miracles, signs, and wonders shall follow him, for he is a believer. And God, we thank you, we praise you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I appreciate you, man of God. Love you, man. Amen. Listen, we give God praise. I thank God for each and every one of you all on today. Are there any first-time guests here today? Any first-time visitors? Any first-time guests? Amen. I thank those who came out today in fellowship. That are normally not here, but then we heard we had a Christmas service and you decided to come on out. Appreciate you, Brother Tracy, amen. Appreciate the woman of God that's with Mother and Sister Attorney Winter, amen, on today. Thank God for those who came out. The woman of God back here in the back behind Minister Suzette, the last time we saw her, I saw her in Walmart a couple of months back. And so it's just good to see people here in the building, and I appreciate you all for being here today, making a sacrifice. And being in the building. Good to see you, Brother Dorwin, amen. And we're just grateful and thankful. So let's stand to our feet. Not bad, 11:14. Won't he do it? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for everything our eyes have seen, our ears have heard, God. I thank you, Lord, for the word that has been made manifest in this place today. I thank you that your anointing and your presence chose to abide in this place today. Thank you for visiting us, God, with your presence. I pray that, Lord, as we leave this place, God, but never your presence, God, that you will keep us and watch over us, Father. We ask that you will bind all car troubles, all accidents, all traffic tickets, God. No hurt, harm, or danger shall come nigh our dwelling, God. We decree safe travels for those who have to travel back to different states outside of Illinois as they go back, Lord, home and during this holiday season. We ask for grace and mercy to go before them, Father God. We pray the planes will stay up in the air. We pray that there will be no mechanical failures, God, that the pilots will be attentive and they will be aware of everything that's going on. We pray for the trains, the buses, the cars, no mechanical failures, that everyone will reach their destination safely throughout this season and time of travel. And Lord, we thank you, Father God, and we decree and declare that your blessings of miracle working power is flowing through us. And God, we make the declaration that we believe and that we are your servants and we're in expectation of what you have for us. We ask you to bring it to pass as we believe your promises, God, that you said you'd never leave us nor forsake us, Father. And Lord, we ask you to seal us in the blood of Jesus, and it is so, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Facebook, YouTube, we love you. Merry Christmas, everybody!